Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I'm going to do today's podcast specifically on why I named the podcast what I did. We are living in a time when external pressures are almost inconceivably powerful to comply, to get along, to think the way group think is hurting us to think, herd as in H-E-R-D, hurting us like cattle, like animals, like sheep, like whatever. And I don't think it's ever been more important. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's always hyperbole, right, around it. This is the most incredible. It's never been whatever. This is one of those times. I think that's a better way to say it. This is one of those times in human history, in actually conscious evolution of humanity, that it is so vital that we think for ourselves. I have had conversations recently with so many people who are afraid to stand for what they really believe in, who are reluctant to rock the boat, whether it's in their professional life or their personal life. They're afraid to speak the things that to them ring true, but generally speaking, there doesn't seem to be a consensus around. And the bottom line is that we are all individuals. We are all born with specific skills, talents, whatever. We're unique. We're unique creations. And I always used to say, if Creator wanted carbon copies, certainly Creator could have made that, right? I mean, we created a Xerox machine, a copy machine. So we obviously, there's a prototype somewhere for duplicating something over and over or replicating it over and over exactly as it was the first time. That's not what being human is all about. And when we defer to group thinking, when we give up the autonomous characteristic that makes us human, and particularly makes us human and living in the 21st century in one of the most astonishing, I would call it, experiments in human freedom, meaning living under a constitutional republic, living in a country that but for the Civil War has never had an altercation fought on its own land. We are a unique population. We are a unique aspect of humanity. And these are very blessed times. Because of that, we have a very high obligation to be our highest selves, to be our best selves. And you can't do that if you're not thinking for yourself. You can't do that if you're parroting someone else's belief system or someone else's definitions of what is right and wrong and what is acceptable and what is not. I had a conversation today with someone who is a very gifted person in her field of her professional field, and who has great ideas for the organization for whom she's currently working. And she's probably the most creative person in the group, and she's probably the most forward-thinking person in the group, and she may even be, in many ways, the most courageous person in the group. And yet, she is reluctant to stand in all of that and own all of that. And so she's allowing the people around her to not only keep her small and keep her compliant with the way things have been, but she's allowing them to not then allow herself to blossom and to make the contribution that she could otherwise make. And she's not alone. We see what happens to people publicly, right? There's shaming. There's people get fired. People get ostracized. These are techniques. These are psychological and emotional techniques that people use when they want to keep other people in place or keep them down. Thinking for yourself is part of conscious evolution. What do I mean by that? Well, throughout human history, let me give you an example. I said to this person today with whom I spent some time, you know, we can all look back at our lives and see moments when we made decisions that, boy, if we had it to do over again, we'd never make the decision we made in the moment. And yet, we made the best decision we could make in the moment, given the level of awareness, the level of personal responsibility, and the level of conscious evolution that we were at the time. So it's great when you can look back and say, I'd never make that decision that way. That means A, you've learned something. B, you're obviously more mature. You obviously have a greater understanding of the laws of the universe, of the laws of actions and their consequences. And that's how it should be. You know, when I was growing up, I remember there used to be an expression, and I guess to some extent, well, there probably isn't. There used to be a concept that what a parent wants is for their child to do better than the parent did, meaning every generation wants the generation behind them, or should want the generation behind them, to live a better life than they've lived. That's the point of the evolution of a society and of humanity. Well, there's another layer to that. When people talk that way, they generally mean materialistically or in terms of the ability to enjoy the arts or be financially comfortable. There's another level of that principle, which is that every generation should be evolving consciously beyond where the last generation was, meaning that every generation should understand more and more and more about universal law, about how it applies, because it is not true that there are no greater laws to live by. They are. They're existent in nature and they're existent in the cosmos. And in fact, one could argue, and I do, that true power comes from understanding the laws that govern the universe and then learning how to live within them and apply them in your own life. You know, I wrote a book called The Questions God Will Ask Prepping for the Final Exam, and it's on Amazon and elsewhere. And of course, I encourage you to get it. But the basic premise of the book are 12 universal principles that if you understand what they are, how they work, and then apply them in your everyday life, and the book walks you through how to do that in great detail, but simplistically at the same time, you begin to fall into a flow and your life begins to have a flow and you begin to see that there's meaning in everything and that every decision we make has a consequence, and that consequence occurs either in harmonious alignment or in discord and disharmony from universal law. And I use the word harmony because it really is all about energy, which means it's all about frequency and vibration. So I use the word harmony because in a sense, the universe is an orchestra. It is made up of instruments that all vibrate at different frequencies, and there are frequencies at which we travel within that as energetic beings ourselves that allow us to either at times slide along, float along, feel as if we're in the flow of the universe when we're in harmony with those frequencies that are of the higher manifestation of what energy can be and do. Or not, or we're up against it, or we feel like everything in our life is going wrong and things have stopped. And when that happens, it's really because we're not in harmony. So let me take all this full circle and say why all that's important. It's important because you can't get there by blindly following someone else. The access to truth and the access to universal truth, the access to universal laws is within you. And it comes from a result of trial and error. It comes from a result of taking personal responsibility for what choices we make. And that's a very personal journey. And so I encourage all of you to think for yourself because of those external pressures that now are being applied to keep you from that very thing. Because that very thing, thinking for yourself, finding out what those universal laws are, how to harmonize with them, is where your true power is. And people who would rather power over others don't want individuals to be able to power themselves. So until I'm back here again, thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Gold. And until we're back here again, please remember to think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.